Chapter 180, The Excellence of Reciting the Quran. 991. Abu Umama radiallahu anhu reported, I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, Read the Quran, for it will come as an intercessor for its reciters on the day of resurrection. Muslim. Commentary. This hadith tells the excellence of reciting the Quran and acting upon its injunctions. Intercession in this hadith means that the Quran will be endowed with the power of speech by Allah, and it will request Allah to forgive the sins of its reciters who acted upon its teachings. Allah will accept the request of the Quran as signified in other ahadith. 992. An-Nawas bin Saman radiallahu anhu reported, I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, The Quran and its people who applied it will be brought on the day of resurrection, preceded with Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran, arguing on behalf of those who applied them. Muslim. Commentary. This hadith means that on the day of requital, the Quran, with Surah Al-Baqarah and Al-Imran in the forefront, will intercede before Allah for those who used to recite and act upon them in the life of the world. 993. Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, The best amongst you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it. Al-Bukhari. 994. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, The one who is proficient in the recitation of the Quran will be with the honorable and obedient scribes, angels, and he who recites the Quran and finds it difficult to recite, doing his best to recite it in the best way possible, will have a double reward. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Proficient here means one who reads the Quran in accordance with the rules of Ilm at-Tajweed, the science of the recitation of the Quran, as is evidenced from the words of Imam Bukhari's narration and the title given to the chapter. This hadith also highlights the merit of the reader of the Quran who does not know Ilm at-Tajweed and for that reason cannot read it fluently. But in spite of this, he reads it with great effort. He will be given double reward, one for the difficulty encountered in reciting it, and another for reading it. Safratun, translated in the hadith as scribes, angels, mean the angels that convey the wahi, revelation, to the Messenger of Allah. Imam Bukhari has taken it to mean one who makes reconciliation, the angels who bring wahi and chastisement from Allah. 995. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, The believer who recites the Quran is like a citron whose fragrance is sweet and whose taste is delicious. A believer who does not recite the Quran is like a date fruit, which has no fragrance but has a sweet taste. The hypocrite who recites the Quran is like a colocynth whose fragrance is so sweet but its taste is bitter. The hypocrite who does not recite the Quran is like basil, which has no fragrance and its taste is bitter. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith tells us that a believer who recites the Quran and acts upon it, Allah will grant him a high rank. He is loved by Allah and also enjoys public esteem. The believer who does not recite it but acts upon its teachings is also loved by Allah and people. The hypocrite who recites the Quran to have a good show has an evil and dark mind. Last of all comes that hypocrite who does not recite the Quran and has a dark mind and appearance. 996. Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu anhu reported, The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Verily, Allah elevates some people with this Quran and abases others. Muslim. Commentary. Only such people will be elevated who act upon the teachings of the Quran and abstain from what is forbidden by Allah. The Muslims of the early centuries of Islam were blessed with great honor by Allah because they loved and applied the Quran. Because of this meaningful attachment with the Quran, they made great achievements in religious and worldly spheres. Those who neglected the teachings of Islam will be disgraced and humiliated. May Allah guide and enable us to re-establish our contact with the Quran so that we can regain our past glory. Exaltation and humiliation mentioned in the hadith is bound to happen in both this life and the hereafter. 997. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma reported, The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Envy is justified in regard to two types of persons only. a man whom Allah has given knowledge of the Quran, and so he recites it during the night and during the day, and a man whom Allah has given wealth, and so he spends from it during the night and during the day. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith has been quoted before at two places. See hadith number 572. It has been repeated here to bring into prominence the merit of reciting the Quran. Refer to the commentary on hadith number 544. 998. Al-Bara bin Azib radiyallahu anhuma reported, a man was reciting Surah Al-Kahf and a horse was tied with two ropes beside him. As he was reciting, a cloud overshadowed him, and as it began to come nearer and nearer, the horse began to trample violently. The man came to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, in the morning, and mentioned the incident to him. He, peace be upon him, said, that was tranquility which descended as a result of the recitation of the Quran. Commentary. This hadith brings out two points. Firstly, the excellence of Surah Al-Kahf, the cave, number 18. Secondly, the descending of tranquility from Allah on the pious persons. The appearance of a cloud for the tranquility of heart on the recitation of the Quran is a supernatural event, miracle, to which a pious man does not make any contribution. It entirely depends on the will of Allah. 999. Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, whoever recites a letter from the Book of Allah, he will be credited with a good deed, and a good deed gets a tenfold reward. I do not say that Alif Lam Mim is one letter, but Alif is a letter, Lam is a letter, and Mim is a letter. At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. This hadith urges us to recite the Quran and also mentions the great reward for reciting it. 1000. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, he who does not memorize any part from the Quran, he is like the ruined house. At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. This hadith means that the heart of the Muslim is devoid of grace of spiritualism and grace of Allah who does not remember by heart any portion of the Quran. In the same way as a deserted house is deprived of inhabitants and blessings of Allah, what we learn from this is that every Muslim must remember some portion of the Quran so that he is safe from the admonition mentioned in this hadith. 1001. Abdullah bin Amr bin Al-As radiyallahu anhuma reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, the one who is devoted to the Quran will be told on the day of resurrection, recite and ascend in ranks as you used to recite when you were in the world. Your rank will be at the last ayah you recite. Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. This hadith mentions the merit of those who commit the Quran, whole or part thereof, to memory. Hufaz. The word ascend here means to rise in ranks in the Jannah. The more one remembers the Quran, the more clear and distinct is his recitation of it. The higher would be the status that he will go on attaining through its blessings. Thus, this hadith provides inducement for the remembrance of the Quran and tells us that its frequent recitation is a means to attain higher ranks in Jannah.